Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 of MKMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. Halloween show coming up on Friday. Doing a lot of work on that. And it's going to be, I think, even better than I thought it was going to be the night of the investigation, because I was really scared that night and I didn't like it at all. And we did a lot of recording and lots of the little ghost talker things. And Andrew did the heavy lifting on this and went through and found a bunch of stuff that we didn't hear that night. One, we're not going to tell you about, but it involves Kevin when we put him in that little dark cubby hole. Pretty cool.
I'm excited. I left here last night after finishing everything up, like, pretty excited about everything. I think it's going to be super cool. I think it's going to be a really great show.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, too, because a lot of it's going to be sonic. I mean, duh, it's a radio show.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of the ghost talking machine stuff that when you hear it, you'll get what I'm saying. It's really creepy. It's just disembodied voices kind of talking over each other.
Oh, and it's staticky a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
But I think that you guys out there in the audience will hear things that we didn't hear.
Could
so
be.
That's always fun.
Just as the tease, Andrew found something that I didn't hear in real time.
Yeah. How'd that hit you?
That was a little surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty weird.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, very weird.
I like it. Not going to lie.
The nature of it, I do get how you missed it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it was very surprising to like
but
hear
it's
that.
But it's also, it was very clear.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah. When you played it for me, I'm like, how did I miss that?
Pretty weird.
Yeah.
I do want to say the 2025 DGS Halloween show is brought to you by our friends at Lore Wine and Spirits. And we have a picture of the wonderful ghost tequila up on the Dave Glover Show Facebook page if you'd like to go check that out. Also posted is the link to the Halloween show archive. So if you just can't wait for Friday, you can go to the link and check out Halloween's from years past.
Cool.
That ghost tequila is good stuff. I have drank quite a bit of that.
And that's just today.
And that is just today before the show.
just while editing.
I went and I took a picture of the bottles, and everybody thought I was just drinking tequila at work.
Hey, man, that's pretty judgy, too, you know? Like, man.
I'm in a really rare mood today. I'm really annoyed by everything and everyone. And I'm typically not like that. I feel bad for people who are like this all the time. Like, it's a bad mood. Here's how it presents itself to me. People come into my office and say reasonable things like, Dave, I want to talk to you about the Penske file because there have been some changes with the client and we need to do a few more different things. But what I hear them say is more like, You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You ever get in those moods where, like, no one can win with you? It's just like you're just going to, like, everything they say is going to be like, duh.
From time to time, yes.
I have felt similar.
Yeah, I'm really, really thankful I don't have this more. This sucks. Kind of everyone else's problem, though, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, probably.
Less my problem than theirs.
We should start talking like that to, like, throw Dave off. We should all, like, Dave's like, well, have you guys ever feel like that? And then we all just go, duh, duh.
So, I did an interview with Megan Lynch a while ago. It's going to run tomorrow morning about the Halloween shows. And I thought of something that I haven't really talked about on the air very much, and maybe not at all in 20 years. Rach, you remember me talking about the Exorcist letter at all recently?
The Exorcist letter?
No.
All right, good. You don't even know what it is then. I thought of this last Friday night when I was at Alamo Draft House, and I was going to tell the story, but there were two other people on the panel with me, and I didn't want to, you know, be that guy and just, you know, hog all the time. But this actually happened, and I have this letter somewhere in the Dave Glover archives at home. But so, Kev, I think you knew that in 2000 or 2001, I was the last person to interview Father Halloran, the guy who was the young priest in the real exorcism. And so that was a whole thing in and of itself. And then the gentleman died 2 days after that. And about a week or two after he died, I received a copy of a letter, which I believe is authentic. Otherwise, if someone punked me, they went to a lot of trouble. But it was a handwritten letter, about 5 pages. And the woman who sent it to me said, this is a letter that my uncle left to my mom, his sister, in his will, only to be opened after his death.
Okay.
And the story was that her uncle was somehow involved in maintenance at, I think it was Alexian Brothers Hospital, where this little boy was taken for a few days during the exorcism. And I'll probably get some of this wrong. I'll try to find the letter and read it to you guys at some point. But the essence of it was that her uncle was a manager, and he sent a guy to change some light bulbs outside of the room where the exorcism happened, and the guy just flat out refused to go, just wasn't going to go. And her uncle was a World War II vet and just sort of a guy's guy, called him like the P word, and he went and did his job for him. And her uncle said that he had kind of the heebie-jeebies a little bit. He's like, I'll admit it. But when he climbed up on the ladder and he was changing the light bulb or whatever he was doing, he said, I distinctly heard something in that room growl my name. And he said, I just came down from the ladder, went back to my office, and I never went near that place again.
Okay.
Pretty weird.
Did he tell anybody else, or did he just write it down?
Okay. He wrote it to his sister.
Gotcha.
But he was too embarrassed to tell her.
Ah, okay.
But he wanted her to know.
Eventually, yeah.
That this happened.
All right.
And it's sort of existential a little bit. My memory is, like, belief in God, not belief in God. And the guy said, like, this really made me a much more devout Christian and Catholic. So.
Okay.
Pretty weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not very often you hear your name growled at you.
Yes.
Have you ever heard your name growled at you?
David.
David. Yeah, yeah, that's David. Fair. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but that's just Bigfoot. He's just funning.
I saw a bumper sticker today. It was Bigfoot holding the American flag.
Right on.
I almost took a picture, but they were driving too fast, you know.
I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah, it was like, this is kind of DGS coded.
Was he folded and carrying it reverently, or was he like waving it?
It was
loud
on
and
a
proud?
Pole. Yeah, it was on a pole.
So I have obviously believed there's a species of animal, humanoid, whatever, that we call Bigfoot.
True.
If we were to truly find it, and it's on Drudge tomorrow, and there's no denying it, how much, if at all, does that change our lives?
Not at all. I mean, it's like fun. It gives me like an extra thing to like Google when I'm at home or whatever. You know, I'm already Googling Bigfoot on the pole, flagpole, whatever.
But you don't think it would be like a big existential, oh my God, there's another humanoid?
It depends on how humanoid it is. I mean, if it's like a dude, then that's a pretty big deal. But if it's just like an animal, you know.
Yeah. yeah, I wouldn't see it causing quite the crisis that perhaps alien life would.
Yeah, that would be different.
You know? I mean, same thing if we found, like, dragon bones or something. I think people would just be like, whoa, cool.
We have definitely found dragon bones.
Except they're dinosaurs, but that's
no,
fine.
They're dragons, I believe it.
That's the thing. How would you know the difference?
Bigger.
Bigger than dinosaurs?
And, they can fly.
You can tell that from the bones?
Yeah, they got wing bones, dog.
Yeah, they got dinosaurs that flew too, brother.
Yeah, them was the dragons. This is how you're getting tricked.
This is the dorkiest argument.
Them was the dragons. This is how you getting tricked.
This is how you getting tricked, dog. Them was the dragons.
That's literally all the... Have you seen these, Dave?
What?
They're TikToks about dragons. They found dragons. And everybody's twitching them, or twitching them, they're stitching them. They're stitching them, and they're going, yeah, those are dinosaurs, you jerk.
Them was the dragons.
And then that's what, and then the conspiracy are like, that's what they want you to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Why would they want me to believe that? Why would you say this monster existed, but this monster didn't? What would be the point?
Because we have already been told that dragons are a myth. Why? I don't know.
Why would dragons, just as everyone's picturing in their mind right now, mm-hmm. be any more surprising than a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
I know. That's right. My point. Yes. We just figured out what the dragons were. Yeah. They're dinosaurs.
Yeah. Like if we had dragons mm-hmm. and we knew it and someone said there are some of them without wings that walk the earth and they're 30 feet tall. You're like, shut up. Those are just dragons.
I guess it's because dragons and people were supposed to have like existed alongside each other, right?
Yes.
There's many tales of such a thing, humans interacting with dragons. But dinosaurs were millions and millions and millions of years
Well, there
before.
Are people that tell you those two interacted too.
Yeah.
What does that say about the dragon
lore?
A lot
of young earthers. Isn't it weird, though, that I think it was Thomas Jefferson that never knew that dinosaurs existed?
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Like, none of our founding fathers would have known that there was a thing called a dinosaur.
They thought they were so smart, they didn't even know about dinosaurs.
Bunch of dopes.
Just imagine when they dug the first one up.
They're like, it's a dragon, I guarantee you. They probably thought that.
Crazy.
I always wondered, too, if, like, back in the olden times, they're, like, digging a moat for a castle, and they found a skull of a T-Rex, and they're like, it's a dragon!
Yeah.
And then that's where that came from.
Yeah. You could be right. Yeah, you know that someone dug something up at some point.
You would think.
They're not all super deep. People
living
all over
the place.
No, that's
true. Right. Some of them are pretty close to the surface in some places. And we know the Earth changes, right? But, I mean, that still...
Also, I mean, think about it. Back then, we were basically tribesmen. If your tribe found a T-Rex skull, what are you going to do? Put it in the paper?
You're going to make up a story to scare your other tribes so they don't mess with you. That's what you're going to do.
Do you guys ever think about...
Plug make museum.
Like how rare the fossilization process even is. So every fossil we have is just like... It's just incredible that the stars aligned to preserve that. Pretty neat.
No,
pretty
it really messes with my head to think like... Millions. Like you hold one of those little, you know, Nautilus fossils or whatever in your hand.
Right.
And you're just like, not weeks, not months, not decades, millions of years. An incomprehensible amount of time.
It's like my, remember my Neanderthal hand axe?
Mm-hmm.
Which a guy probably made in Cleveland about 5 years ago. Like the guy from eBay said it was real. He has 100% feedback.
Yeah, he's got 100% Google reviews.
It only costs $500 because it's real.
Oh, man.
Dave, Jennifer feels your pain. She says she has days like this too, and she calls hers, I hate everything and everybody days.
Descriptive.
Yeah, if I shared that with someone as a warning and they respond with, but you love me, I give them the death stare.
What do you not understand about everyone and everything?
Yeah.
It is good, though. I must interact with some people in my job, but for the most part, I can avoid it, right? Like, if we had a real job, like a real office job with TPS reports and meetings and such, and you were in this kind of mood, that would blow.
Yeah.
No avoiding it.
Yeah. Would it be, this is an honest question, would it be easier or harder if it was more like what your dad did?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's, because I wondered that too. Like, you just go pound some nails and feel better because you get out some of your anger?
I would imagine. I would imagine.
I don't know. I'd honestly never really been in that position.
Doing a physical job might kind of get the poison
unless
out.
Unless you got to do that with like three other people who annoy the crap out of you, in which case.
Right. Yes. Welcome back, DGS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's 123. Did you guys see the story about the escaped lab monkeys?
Yes.
No, I missed that one.
Okay. Yep. So here's the story that I read this morning. A bunch of lab monkeys from Tulane University escaped an overturned truck north of Heidelberg, Mississippi, and they were infected with hepatitis C and something else really bad, herpes.
Well, so the sheriff said that, Tulane said that wasn't true.
That's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
Yes. So, and there was only one unaccounted for. So there was one monk out there running around with herpes and hepatitis C. And then it turns out that not only are they not have any diseases, they're not from Tulane University. They're from somewhere completely different.
I did not catch that part.
Yeah, but they killed them all. So, because they thought that they were infected.
Who's they? Who's they?
Sheriffs,
like
deputies.
The local law enforcement.
What? You can just execute?
Well, they were trying to hunt. They were hunting them because they get away, and they were one of the. The truck driver apparently told the sheriff responding, look, you can't handle these things without protective gear. They're dangerous. And I don't know if he took that to mean they're infected, but they're aggressive. They bite, obviously. You know, that's the way it was put. But, yeah, they just put them down.
Man, I mean, I guess I understand where they're coming from, but this is incredibly unfortunate, and I would like to know who started the herpes rumor that led to the demise of these monkeys.
A monkey back at the facility.
Probably.
Didn't get to go in the truck. He's like, oh, it's the herpes truck leaving everybody.
Yeah.
Greg's on the herpes truck.
So here's the thing, though. Like, there are still places that are reporting the infection part of this, that are saying that it was hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID. Were the things that apparently they were, but I'm positive that I saw there was a release from Tulane that said they're not infected. Yeah, all right. So this story, see, this is what I hate. So this is an actual TV station in Augusta, Georgia, that has a headline: "Monkeys on overturned truck were not infected." Oh, we're not infected. Good, good. Because their teaser on Twitter was infected lab monkeys. Like, it was really misleading.
Yeah, that's a huge problem when it comes to media in this day and age, is it's like, yeah, someone at some point said they were infected, so we can use that in the headline. Yeah, it doesn't matter that we're going to put in the body of the story, you know, the fact that that was disproven. We can just use that juicy statement because someone said it at some point, so it's fair game.
So the tweet says, a truck overturns while carrying lab monkeys infected with herpes, hepatitis, and COVID, and they all escape. And then when you click on the link, the headline of the story says, monkeys on overturned truck were not infected with these things. And the tweet's still up. Like, this is a news agency. And you wonder why people get confused when there's a story that requires, I don't know, what would you say, Dave, patience? Like, oh,
because, not even that much.
Because the trucker told one sheriff, these guys are dangerous. He's like, oh my God.
The trucker probably meant that he had herpes.
And COVID.
Hey, man, you're going to want to put on some protective gear. I am aggressive.
Rawr.
You need some protective gear.
You want to get these monkeys, you got to come through me and my herpes.
Oh, man, I just hate that so much.
Well, so are the monkeys.
Yeah. Well, I hate that,
although
they
were probably on their way to get COVID and herpes.
Right.
Maybe. Maybe that was the point.
I mean, why are they shipping them? Not to a carnival. Yeah, yeah.
No, maybe they're not from Tulane, but I know that there's some animal studies at Tulane where they actually send out these rhesus monkeys to places for study. They're one of the most studied primates, and I don't know if it's because of similarities or...
Yeah, well, it sucks to be a rhesus monkey.
Dude, I know.
You spend your whole life getting Maybelline makeup put on your lips and stuff shot in your eyes.
Not great.
Not great. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. So last week was the final week for John Pertzborn. He retired after 42?
Well, yeah, 27 years at KTVI, Fox 2, 13 years before that at KSDK, and then a number of years before that in Green Bay, before that Wausau, before that Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So, yeah, popping all over the Midwest.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
As you know, so few of us go out on our own terms.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that lately.
Yeah, we just don't. Yeah, you're my second interview in a couple weeks. So I want to hear your story, and I want to hear it from the beginning, like when you knew you wanted to do this and how you got into it. I find that so interesting.
Well, it's a short story. Back in the early 70s, talk radio was huge, and we had two radio stations in my hometown, and they both had talk shows. One was in the evening, and the other was in the afternoon. And I would listen to them. I was like maybe 10 years old, and I would call in. You know, and all the other kids would say, what do you think about mini bikes? That was a big topic back then. What do you think about mini bikes? And I would call in and talk about sports or what was happening in the news, and they left me on longer. So I thought that was really cool.
That is cool.
And I called myself the Canada Kid. I like the alliteration, the KK. And so I got to the point where they invited one of the guys, Carl Ames was his name, invited me to the radio station. And I walked in just like here, and I was bitten. I was hit with that bug, and I said, I want to do this. And that's how it started, actually.
I'm surprised you're not in radio.
Well, I did start out in radio. I was actually a news guy on the radio. I would do it in between the disc jockeys playing of album rock. And I can still remember you've been listening to the WIBA Night News Edition. I'm John Pertzborn reminding you that when it comes to news, you can depend on WIBA Madison.
Nice.
You know, and you have these little things in your head, you know.
Yeah. So, Wheels, do you go back to like the CART era and things like that?
Oh, my God,
radio?
Yeah. Like when I first got in. So, I first got in radio 1995. So, December. So, this December will be 30 years.
Wow.
And it was physical editing of tape, reel-to-reel tape.
Yeah.
And then you would transfer that to a CART.
Right.
To play highlight, we were doing sports highlights, so you're playing sports highlights, but you would also record like your 2-minute sports update and it would go on a cart, and then you would go bulk it on the magnet, and then you'd start over and do another one, things like that. Yeah.
And the cart looked like an 8-track.
Yeah.
If any of you remember 8-tracks, and you'd pop it in, you push the button, it would play, and then it would be over.
Yep.
And so you'd talk in between those.
Yeah. That was a whole skill.
Yeah, you used to have a stack of them, right? So if you were running an update or something, you'd have your highlights, and you just have a stack, and you just like put this one in, and then as soon as that one's done, take it out, that one goes
really crazy. If you didn't mark it well enough, you'd sometimes put the wrong one in.
Yeah.
So what did you think of St. Louis when you got the job here? Did you have any vibe for it?
Oh, I fell in love with it. I did not intend to stay here. You know, it was like do your 2 or 3 or 4 years in St. Louis and then move to Chicago. And that was my plan. And my father had been coming down to St. Louis every year. He would go to the White House retreat down on the river.
Yeah.
And it was run by the Jesuits, non-denomination. They had people from all different religions. But it was a three-day retreat. And he would shoot these 8mm films. And then we would pop them in. We didn't like looking at them. We wanted to see the family films. But he always wanted to see his films. And I fell in love with looking at the barges going up and down the river. They'd start out at Stan Musial's Biggies. They'd always tie one on first, and then they'd go to retreat. And so I had this thing about St. Louis. It was this kind of like this land of Oz, a place, a destination. And when jobs became available, I said, yeah, I'm interested in looking there. And came down and actually went to Channel 2 first, but Channel 5 hired me.
Okay.
So, yeah. And it was a different city back then.
Did they, okay, let's talk about that first, because I graduated WashU Law in 90 and started working downtown. I've been downtown one way or another ever since. And we sound old. We sound older than we are when I'm trying to tell Rachel and Andrew what it was like. We had to wait in line to go to lunch, but it was true.
There were people downtown.
There were people downtown.
Everywhere. And you'd see these guys, they were old to me back then. They were in their 60s and 70s, and they're wearing seersucker suits and straw hats.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
I thought I had stepped back in time.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It used to be so bustling downtown.
It was.
It's sad to see what's happening.
And I would head downtown if I wanted to get a man on the street, we would call them, an interview with just people walking. And I would get that done within 15 minutes. There were so many people.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to our buddy John Pertzborn, who just retired from television last week. So when I think of John Pertzborn, and I don't mean just to kiss your ass because I mean this. I don't just think of quality because you've always been quality. I think of the lighter stuff. I think of, you know, Pertzborn's people and all that. Did you start out doing that or did that evolve?
I started out just doing regular news on during the week and on the weekends as well. But I had been a feature reporter in Green Bay. They called it Pertzborn at Large.
Okay.
And I think John Auble did something here called Auble at Large. And so when I came to St. Louis, I said, I'd really like to, if you could give me a photographer, go out and show that I can do this. And there was a assistant news director named Mort Meisner. He's an agent out of Detroit today, deals with sports and media figures. But he said, well, let's call it this and we'll do it. And it turned from like maybe twice a week to 5 days a week. And I would end the newscast with a lighthearted feature.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a stereotype. You always have a feature at the end of the newscast.
Yeah.
But St. Louis at that time, there was no cable TV. And so you had the big three and then PBS. And when you put a story on the 10 o'clock news like that, and you go out the next day, and the ratings that Channel 5 had back then, pulling 50 shares, people were like, hey, you, I know.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Right. I'd never experienced that before.
Probably about 2010, I asked my boss, Jeff Allen, who had been Stephen DC's boss. I had a rare moment of hubris, and I said, I've been number one longer than Stephen DC were. I have had a more successful career than they had in St. Louis. Why am I not a big star like them? And I expected him to stroke me. And he said, you never will be. He said, right. There will never be radio stars or television stars. And this is 2010.
There's so much competition.
The way there used to be.
Yeah.
And I was crestfallen, but he was certainly right.
Yeah. You'd be huge if we could go back to the 80s.
Right. Yeah. So I just had my 25th anniversary, and I said it was sort of like having a funeral while you're still alive. But so many people from my past shows were on, and just, you know, such great memories. You worked with the true OGs at KSDK and KTVI.
Yeah, when I started there, Dick Ford was, and Karen Foss.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else. Well, you had Bob Richards.
Yeah.
Doing weather. And he was an amazing guy to watch.
Yeah.
You know, he'd pull out the accordion and just start playing it during the weathercast. Just so many people. Jay Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much fun because we had the Cardinal contract back then. And the station was right next to Bush. And so for lunch, they gave us these little gold tickets. And you could hang your keys from it. But you could go down to Bush Stadium, show them that ticket. They'd let you right in. You'd go up in the elevator. You'd sit with, you know, with Randolph, Buck, and Shannon, watch the game and listen to them. You were sitting and eat all you want. It was it was a wonderful time.
That's great.
That doesn't exist anymore.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah.
To talk a bit about your shift. You're talking to Wheeler about this on the break before we started.
Poor Wheels, man. He knows what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
well, I didn't do it nearly as long as you did.
You did it 5 months?
I did mornings 5 months, and it was the worst 5 months of my life.
Yeah.
Because it's just your sleep is always split.
It is.
You know?
Yeah, it's tough. We would start at, I would get into the station about 3:30 in recent years, past 20 years. But I would go to bed at 6 o'clock at night, and I would get up at 1:15. And so I tried to justify it by saying I'm British. I'm living on British time, right? I'd listen to the BBC. This is the BBC World Service. But I got into that mode, and if I could get 6 or 7 hours, I was okay. But I actually need more than that. I need 8 hours, but I never got it. And Glenn Zimmerman always had this theory. I brought this up before. He said we're zombies, and if we did get a full night of sleep, we would suck on the air because our brains are so used
too active.
Our brains are used to dealing with a lack of sleep, and so you say things that normally you wouldn't say, and it makes it more entertaining.
I can buy that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's his theory. I abide by it.
How does that work with a family?
Well, it was great when our son was a little guy because daddy's going to bed. Nikki's got to go to bed, too. So daddy and Nikki would go to bed at 6.
The boys are going to bed.
Yeah. And I was talking to my wife about this the other day because I've been sleeping with her again all week long.
Right.
And we had separate bedrooms during the week because she couldn't handle me getting up.
Yeah.
And I couldn't handle her coming into the bedroom at night. I would wake up. And sleep is a commodity that you really have to take good care of on the early morning shift.
Yeah.
So we would just split off, and now that little bedroom is empty now.
How is it sleeping with your wife again?
It's wonderful. You know, we listen to each other snore when that happens. And, you know. We both get up. I'm getting up now at about, I got up at 6:08 this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of 1:15.
I know it's only been a week, but is it just cognitive dissonance? I mean, are you just, do you wake up and start to get in the car at 3 a.m?
That hasn't happened yet. I haven't had any of those moments, but I know they're coming.
Yeah.
Randy Naughton, who retired before I did, said that happens.
Yeah.
And I knew it because she'd be texting me when I'm on the air, and I'm like, what the heck are you doing?
Leave me alone.
Go back
so you
to
haven't
bed.
Had the moment when you woke up and it was sunlight, and you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's coming. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to, that'll be frightening. I gotta go. Yeah. In fact, it happened today. I said, I gotta be on the Glover show. DGS, I gotta go. I forgot all about it.
That is so great. Can you hang out for one more
second?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. We'll take a quick break, come back with more from John Pertzborn. If you're watching on the stream, you have a question or a comment for John, just put it up there. We'll let him know.
But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Just as God himself.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Girl and I
wanna make a mind. Welcome back, guys. DGS. We have John Pritzborn live in studio, just kind of hanging out with him and talking about his career. Rachel, had a question?
Yeah, you know, John, you mentioned Brandy Naughton earlier, and you had talked about some of the folks you had started with here in St. Louis, but talk a little bit about, like, Randy. And, you know, we have Dave Murray on the show every single day. I know you're in different time parts, but, I mean, just tell us about some of those relationships you've formed over the years doing what you did at Fox.
Well, Randy, when we started working with each other, we didn't like each other.
Oh, really?
Oh, big time.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and that's the whole thing. When you're working with somebody, you got to find out what you have in common. And, the big turning point was 9/11.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Watching this horrible live event and being on the air and having to react to it and being there to comfort each other. And we just gelled at that point and became, you know, close friends. And she, you know, she came from a family of seven. I came from a family of seven. Irish Catholic. My mother's Irish Catholic, you know. And so we just began to look at what we had in common.
Yeah.
And I always tell the young people, I don't like working with so-and-so, and I don't like... You got to find out what you have in common, because everybody has something in common with each other, you know?
What did you think the first time you met Ezel?
It was at the news director at that time's house, and he showed me some videotapes of Tim. And I recall, Tim went to a drag race... car race, and he was dressed in drag, and I'm like, this guy is classic. And you got to think, this was 1997, 98. I said, yeah, this guy's great.
That's great.
And so we had Paul Shankman, who was probably one of the best television writers ever existed in St. Louis. You had Tim Ezel, you had Auble, and you had me. And the problem with the morning show at that time, and the reason that we were in number three in the ratings, was everybody was doing features. And we really didn't have any new substance. And then we just backed it up and just started covering news heavily with the helicopter. And then slowly people started turning to us in the morning.
Yeah.
When I started there, Barney was beating us, you know, in ratings.
Yeah.
The kids show, the Purple Dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it picked up. And St. Louis responds to that. They like you to have fun when things are light. They want you to be serious when things are serious.
Yeah. So even though I perform for a living, these guys will vouch. I'm an introvert. I'm very quiet. I'm never the loudest guy at any table. very soft-spoken, and you strike me as the same. Is that true? Or you sort
I'm
of
introverted,
a,
yeah.
Yeah.
And television and radio brings that out because you have to bring up that hidden voice, that inner voice.
Yeah.
Even when I announced I was going to retire, they said, we want to do this on the air. And I said, can't I just finish and walk out the door?
I could tell. I happened to be watching.
Yeah, it was overwhelming. That happened. I could not. I was overwhelmed.
At one point, Glenn says, we have 4 more minutes. And you're like, oh, for the love of God.
Oh, my God. I was shrinking. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And people don't think because you do this for a living that that would happen. But it happens all the time.
I know you've loved your career. I've loved mine. Do you ever think about what an alternate life could have been? Something else you were into? Another job?
Yeah, well, I'd probably be one of two things. An airline pilot or a plumber.
I could see he's a pilot.
Yeah. When I was 17, I got my private pilot's license, and that was the course I was taking. And even went into Air Force ROTC. But being in comm arts and journalism, that didn't fly. They don't want their pilots in comm arts or journalism. Yeah. They want you in engineering.
Yes.
And so I left that venue and tried to do it on my own, but it was so expensive, you know. And plumbing, my grandfather started a plumbing firm in Wisconsin, and my nephews run it today. And my brother had been in there, but I couldn't see working with him. You know, it's like oil and water.
Sure.
You know, so,
can you do plumbing?
I do projects.
Not that Dave has a thing going on or anything. You might need some help.
Well,
with.
No, just I can't put a nail in a board. So I'm always impressed with people who.
Yeah, I'm a SAG-AFTRA, but I don't want to upset the plumbers union. Yeah, but I can. I have for some coworkers.
Yeah.
You know, I can put in a water heater. I look at codes. I can put in a toilet. I can put in a sink. I can a garbage disposal. Basic stuff. I can
impressive.
Solder copper. I don't use
basic
the new
stuff.
Yeah.
Dave and I are like, no.
I can barely use a toilet, much less replace one.
I was in there. I noticed.
What's this handle for?
Yeah.
So just kind of your takeaways, you know, whether it's St. Louis or your career.
I love St. Louis. I thank the people who have watched all these years. I just today started going through on Facebook, people leaving comments. And I don't know. Are you supposed to give them a little thumbs up?
Right.
So I've gone through, tried to go through every single one and leave comments where I can. But I'm just overwhelmed at people bringing things up and memories. One guy, you know how people get on Facebook and they just kind of look at, they skim over and they don't really know what's going on. Some guy thought I died. So he was leaving his condolences. Yeah. So like Mark Twain said, the rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. I'm still here.
John, I know you've won, you know, some local Emmys and Edward R. Murrow Award and some other awards. Is there any that sticks out to you as one that you're the most proud of?
Yeah, I used to enter in some of that stuff. You know, Natus, which is the Emmy organization, spelled backwards is Satan. So I use that as my excuse. I don't want any part of that. Satan. But there were the pieces that I won Emmys for were years ago. They said it was kind of a St. Louis tradition. Aaron Mermelstein did it. He had the marshmallow harvest at the Missouri Botanical Garden. So they said you should do something for April Fool's Day. So I did the Tri-I Convention and won an Emmy for that. And it was a big convention held down at the old Clarion, which is, they're going to redevelop the cylinder downtown by the riverfront. And all these people showed up, and they were born with an extra eyeball on their forehead, you know, and they had them covered up. And it, you know, we had basic graphics back then, but it looked pretty real. And we had some fun with that. And then I did another one where this family... This plane, a TWA plane, had flown coast to coast backwards, you know, and I wanted people to believe it. So I saw some nuns walking through the airport and I interviewed them, let them in on the joke. And, you know, those kind of fun stories on April Fool's Day where you could punk the audience.
Yeah.
Would I do that today? Probably not.
Yeah.
You know, because of the whole fake news thing.
Sure.
But back then it was like, whoa. And then at the end, we let them know it was an April Fool's joke.
Well, you had your career the best time possible. You really did.
Yeah. Right. I don't think it could be repeated today.
No.
No.
No,
just
neither
like
one
what
of us.
You said.
Neither one of us. No. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
Proud to be your friend. And I hope you get it. I hope you can internalize all the love and support and take that with you.
Yeah. My first day off, I spent the day picking up sticks in my front yard. It was a different experience.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All right. That's John Pertzborn. Quick break. Right back. DGS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.